Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, whose kingdom will have no end, amen. The text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson from the fifth chapter of Mark, which you just heard. What is this passage about? I consulted several Bibles, and the smart Bibles don't tell you what it's about. They just give you the text. The other ones, well, it's about Jairus and his daughter and the woman and her hemorrhage. Or there's one that has about fear and faith. What's this about? This passage is an example of what exegetes will call an intercalation and what theologians will call a sandwich. Several years ago, maybe more than several years, 15 years ago, there was an announcement in the daily announcements, and one of the staff members complained about it to me. She complained to me because no one else would listen to her, but anyway. And it was an announcement calling for vocalists and musicians. And, she sang and regarded herself, of course, as a musician and took this amiss, but I acted like I didn't have any idea. So she tried to explain. It's like saying, exegetes and theologians. Oh, I get that. Exegetes call this passage an intercalation, and theologians a sandwich. Anyhow, whatever you call it, this is a form that you find in the Gospels. There's a story, and then another story is told, and the first story then is concluded. And the two stories play off of each other. This is especially a feature in Mark's gospel. For example, with Jesus and the fig tree, when he cursed it, that's a story that starts in the morning. Jesus goes to a fig tree, doesn't find any fruit, and curses it. And then when evening comes, they pass by it, and the disciples notice it's all dried up, it's all withered. But in between, with Mark's gospel, you get the story of Jesus, I won't say cleanse, but clearing the temple. He clears it of the money changers and those who buy and sell. And you read that in the context of this fig tree and Jesus cursing it, and you understand Jesus is cursing the temple. That's an intercalation. That's a sandwich. This passage also is a sandwich. Jesus has been on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He casts out demons. They don't want him anymore. Anyway, so he comes back. And there's a big crowd, and they press around Jesus. And one of the leaders of the synagogue comes up to him and falls at Jesus' feet and pleads for him to come with him to his house because his daughter is at her end. And so, Jesus goes. But on the way, as the story goes, there is a woman. Not just any woman, an unclean woman. A woman with an issue, a discharge of blood. One that's been going on for 12 years, which has cost her all her money, but still she suffers. Still she bleeds. Still she is unclean. This woman knows that she's unclean. So she tries what you actually shouldn't try to do with Jesus, sneak up on him. Well, she thinks to herself, if I just even just touch him, just lay a finger on him, I'll be saved. I'll be healed. So she makes her way, obviously having to push through this crowd, an unclean woman pushing through the crowd, and finally lays a finger on Jesus. You can't sneak up on Jesus. And he stops. Somebody touched me. What do you mean somebody touched you? There's this crowd. Everybody's pushing and shoving. No. Somebody touched me. And in her fear, the woman knows you can't sneak up on Jesus. And she comes clean. No. She's been made clean. And Jesus assures her, your faith is has saved you. Go in peace. Be free of your suffering. All right, in the meantime, Jairus' daughter dies. Some people come from the house and tell Jairus, oh, it's too late, man. Yeah, just send the teacher on his way. Don't bother the guy anymore. But Jesus hears that and says, do not fear. Don't be afraid. Only believe. And so they go on to the house. Jesus takes in Peter, James, and John. There are people already. The mourning has already started. The weeping and the yelling and whatever has already begun. And Jesus tosses them all out and goes into the room where the girl is and tells her, girl, get up. And she gets up. And they go crazy. Yeah. So what is this about? Well, it's about Jesus, of course. That's the easy one. It's about his power. Who else can make the unclean clean and even raise the dead? But it's also about fear and faith. That woman, unclean for years, she knows that what she's about to do is against the law of God, but what else does she have? She sees and she goes for Jesus. If I can just put a finger on him. And she does. And her faith saved her. It wasn't the power of her faith, but the power of the one she had faith in, Jesus. But anyone, everyone who looks to, depends on, relies on Jesus, even that woman, even you people, will be saved. And no matter what happens, even if you face death, even if there is death, just as Jesus said, so I, in the name of Jesus, tell you, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Only believe. Only look to Jesus. Only trust in him, his mercy, his love, and his power. And you will be saved. There will be healing. There will be life. There will be joy. Now, of course, you have to wait for Jesus to come. Jesus came into Galilee. He came into the world. And those who believed in him, they were cleansed. Those who believed in him, they received life. But many did not believe in him. And he was rejected, and he suffered, and he died, and he was buried. But God raised him from the dead. Jesus really is the one in whom God's rule, God's reign, God's grace, God's mercy, God's love is found and will abide. There are plenty of reasons to fear. Sickness. What have we had in this country and throughout the world? But a pandemic. And other kinds of illness and infirmity. There are reasons to fear. There's violence, there's discrimination, there are wildfires and climate change, there's poverty, there's injustice. There are plenty of things to fear. There are people in your lives who have turned against you. There are people that you depended on and you can't trust them anymore. There are plenty of things to fear. But when Jesus comes back, and he is coming back, when Jesus comes back, for all who believe in him. For all who trust in him, look to him, rely on him, depend on him, there will be healing, there will be purity, there will be peace, there will be life, and there will be joy. People go crazy, as you will, with the delight that Jesus has for you. So I tell you, do not fear. Not because things aren't as bad as they seem, but because Jesus is better. Jesus is stronger. And Jesus loves you. Do not fear. Only believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We rise for the hymn.